Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, with all the political talk and budget deficits and fiscal cliff and all those wonderful things we love to hear about, it makes you stop and pause and wonder what's going on in our country. It also makes you wonder, you know, what you should be doing to protect yourself. Of course, if you listen to me, you know I'm an advocate for having a financial plan and, you know, doing things very deliberately with your money. Well, there's another aspect to this that I think a lot of people are looking at, and I wanted to invite an expert on the program to talk with us today, and that is owning physical gold, hard assets, silver, diamonds, things like that. So I've asked Tom Cloud, who is a well-recognized expert in the field, to come on the program with us. Welcome, Tom, to the program.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's great to be on. I've been doing this 35 years, and I am still enthusiastic about helping people see the pros and cons of owning precious metals in your portfolio.
Very good. Well, and you, so yeah, I saw your bio, and I was like, man, that's a good long run, 35 years since 1977, and now your firm is Cloud Hard Assets, and you're a full-service broker. You buy and sell gold, silver, platinum, palladium, even, is that rhodium?
Rhodium and rare diamonds.
Wow, and rare diamonds. So now, these metals can be purchased by people, individual investors. They can get physical delivery, or they can be left in a storage where they're provided a certificate. But the key thing here is that people can hold actual physical gold, not just an ETF or a mutual fund that owns part of a mining company. They can, if they want to hold the gold in their hand or that silver ingot in their hand, they can.
Absolutely. And they can do that, like you said, either by, and we provide free shipping and insurance, and they can buy the gold and silver, and when we receive their payment, we put it in the bank, and 3 days later, we ship them the gold or silver, and it's very nondescript in the box, or they can leave it in a bonded warehouse for 3 years free. There's no insurance or storage fee for the first 3 years. A lot of our larger investors like to, especially in silver, don't like to take delivery because it's so bulky if you get into, you know, a lot of money. So
right.
But either way, it is physical silver or physical gold. This is not an ETF, like you said, where we see ETFs selling at a discount. And people ask me, why would an ETF sell at a discount? Because there's already been testimony in court that the gold's not there. They're using future contracts to make up the difference between the gold they have and what they've taken money in of people's money.
Yeah, well, see, I mean, this is why people more and more, I think, are looking at physical gold, and not just because of that, being able to hold it and know it's real, but also, of course, as you well know, Tom, there's a lot of things that people worry about, and historically, you know, precious metals have, at least from an individual investor standpoint, you know, it's a place that people look when, you know, there's a crisis or people get very concerned about our currency.
Well, they do, David. You have, when you see the amount of money is printed, I'm doing a speech next week in California, and I just finished my presentation today, my PowerPoint, and it is kind of mind-boggling when you look and think that gold was $256 12 years ago. It's gone up seven times while the stock market's done zero. I mean, absolutely zero. So it makes common sense that you diversify a small part of your portfolio into something the government can't create out of thin air. And if you look at the money supply growth of M1, M2, and MZ over the 12-year period, the dollar has gone down approximately 13%, and then it's come back up some during the recent crisis in 2008. But we see the dollar, because of the entitlement programs, the health care program, and certainly the budget, we're getting ready to have the debt crisis again. We're going to have to come in and have $1.5 trillion to $2 trillion rise in the debt ceiling, and that's coming up in March. And when that came up in August 2011, gold went up over $100 in 2 days. So there's no way they're not going to raise it. They're not going to shut the government down.
Oh, of course not. They can't.
So gold's kind of in a neutral position for February and has been all this year. Silver's up about 4% this year, but gold is even slightly less than the start of the year. But March is when we expect both gold and silver to start a pretty good move up.
Very good. If you're just joining us, Tom Cloud is on the line with me. He's 35 years experience working as a dealer in these assets, and his website is cloudhardassets.com. And there's a telephone number there too, Tom, 800-247-2812.
That's correct. Any questions, just give us a call.
All right. Well, we're going to do that, Tom, and I'm going to do a quick break. We'll come right back. Stay tuned.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back. We're back, right, Lisa? And I've got Tom Cloud on the line with me, owner of Cloud Hard Assets. Been doing it for 35 years. CloudHardAssets.com, a dealer in precious metals and diamonds and these other things that can have a value that's independent of currencies and such. And we've been talking before the break about some of the things that are going on in the country that are causing people to take a look at these things. Now, Tom, a couple of kind of obvious questions I want to get out of the way. If somebody wants to buy this, they call your office, they can go to your website, and they can call and say, okay, I've got X amount of money, I want to get into this. And one of the things I think is really good that you said, because we don't necessarily see this on some of these TV pitches that people are bombarded with, depending on what TV station they watch, but they don't say what you did, which I think is very important. This is not for all your money.
No.
This is for a portion that you just want some security with, or that you think needs to be there to help hedge against a crisis, or whatever your purpose will be for that money, or simply as an investment. But you don't advocate somebody take, you know, their whole retirement nest egg or IRA and put all of it into a gold or silver, any of these things.
I really don't, David. I mean, there are ghost salesmen out there that say that, and their argument is, well, why wouldn't you? Gold's gone up 7 times in 12 years, and nothing else has gone up hardly. I mean, the bond market's gone up some, but I don't feel that way at all. I look at it as part of a portfolio, but I look at it as a very important part, but certainly asset allocation that you advocate, I've advocated. Because even before the 3 years before I started this company, I was a total financial planner, and just in 77 was convinced that gold and silver were going to take off, and gold was 77 an ounce, and 3 years later it was 800.
How about
Jimmy
that?
Jimmy Carter was president, so and we're getting those moves again. But
yeah,
eventually, David, that we're going back to a world gold standard. Steve Forbes has talked about in his magazine, gold is the only investment in the world, period, that is agreed on by every country in the world.
Yes.
Not silver, not platinum, palladium, or rhodium, gold and only gold.
How about that?
So at some point, we will go back to the way gold was money from the second chapter of Genesis.
True.
All the way to 1971. And then at that point, Nixon closed the gold window. In the last 41 years, it's been a horrible experience for mankind.
Well, I think there are a lot of people that agree with that, Tom. And I think let's give our listeners kind of a quick study on how it works. If somebody wants to buy gold, they say, okay, let's just say they want to buy, I'm going to use a real round number just and just for sake of simplicity. Somebody wants to buy $10,000 worth of gold. All right, so then they pick up the phone, they call you, they go to the website, cloudhardassets.com, and they say, I want to buy the gold. And you give them their options, of course, on taking delivery or having it held in certificate. And then they pay, they get the gold. What will they get? What would they expect to get in the mail?
Here's what will happen. When they tell me they want to lock in, because we deal with people and advisors we trust that refer people, and when we lock in, I have to buy what they want. We will immediately email them an invoice. They have 2 weeks to settle the trade. I have to pay in 2 weeks whether I buy stuff from the Royal Canadian Mint or U.S. Mint or whoever who it is, depending on what kind of gold they wanted. So then they send us a check just to get here within 2 weeks of the day they order. And then when we get the check, we put it in the bank, and 3 days later, we mail at our expense the gold. Now, the thing we usually have to discuss with them is, do you want coins made by countries like the gold American Eagle, the Canadian Maple Leaf, the Australian Kangaroo, or do you want bars that are usually about 1% cheaper because they're made by large refineries like Pamp Suisse, Credit Suisse, Royal Canadian Mint, Johnson Matthey, Englehart, the big names, and they're private companies. So they're about 1% cheaper per ounce, about $16, $17 an ounce cheaper if you buy gold bars as opposed to gold coins. So you have every single gold and silver product has a different premium. Now, it's very important that I say this at this point, because we're here to educate
people.
The word premium means how much I pay over spot for the product, and the people listening, they pay a premium plus commission. We have a 3% commission, and that's it. We're in the low 1% in the country, and we do not charge a back-end fee, which is very unique. So they only pay one time when they go to sell it. They get 100% of the wholesale price.
That's nice.
On that coin. So that's what would be involved in the conversation when they're ready to purchase.
That's very good. If you're just joining us, Tom Cloud's on the line with us, and we're talking about the purchase of a gold, silver, hard assets, cloudhardassets.com. Quick break, Tom. We'll come back and kind of continue our conversation about how the costs and the purchase works, and we'll be right back.
All right.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
And we're back with Tom Cloud, Cloud Hard Assets, cloudhardassets.com. Tom, okay, we're talking about people buying the gold. So let's just say, let's give people kind of an idea. And I used a number of $10,000 for a purchase price. So at gold's prices today, what does that translate to, around 6 or so ounces of gold?
Yeah, if you got 10,000, you're buying gold bars and 1705. Let's see, would that be 10,000 divided by 1705? That'd be... Yeah, almost 6.
Okay.
So a little over 10,000.
So just keeping it simple, I would get 6 bars of gold in the mail.
Right, that's exactly right. And it would come with, you wouldn't be responsible for it until you signed for it. It would be insured.
So free, what do they call that? Free onboard destination, right?
Yep, that's right.
So each of these little bars of gold, again, I just want to make sure we're all on the same page. These little bar of gold is an ounce.
That's right.
They're okay.
Exactly an ounce. I mean, they make 10-ounce ones in 32.15 ounce. Those are called kilo bars.
Okay.
And a lot of larger investors like them.
Yeah, I'd like to have one of those.
They have lower premiums.
Yeah.
So
all right.
About $55,000.
Now, what are you, Tom? What are you seeing with people who are buying these things? You know, what do they say when they call and they want to get this? Is it, what's their primary thing? Are they worried about just a devaluation of the dollar? Are they worried about just, hey, in a case of a crisis, I've got this, and it's universally recognized where they could use it as a way of acquiring things that they might need in some sort of worst-case scenario? Or is it some of all of that?
It's some of all of it. I mean, a lot of the money managers that send clients to us are doing it as a percentage of their asset allocation model.
Okay.
That's one group. Then you have the group that do feel the dollar, because of all the money that's being created, is going to go down. And what we do know is every time the dollar goes down 1% over the past 12 years, gold goes up 13%. So with the dollar sitting at 80 on the world index, if it goes back to 72, where it was in June of 2008, then we're looking at gold doubling over the next 4 years. And many, probably the most people buy because of that. They believe that we're so far out of control with fiscal responsibility that they'll double. And then you have the ones that are concerned about taxes. They just want things confidential. And
yeah,
they're not trying to cheat anybody.
They just don't want people knowing their business.
Knowing their business.
That's okay today, isn't it? Still, isn't it okay for people not to know our business?
Yeah.
I mean, really. That's interesting, Tom. I like the idea of an asset allocation. You know, obviously we preach that all the time in managing money for our clients. I think that's smart. And, you know, one of the things practically speaking is with an ETF or with, again, even before we had ETFs for gold, we had these mutual funds that did mining companies, and that was a way we did exposure to gold, but there's nothing wrong with it. Now, because of that, this is something that also, that I think is important for our listeners to know. This isn't just for writing a check. This is also something where somebody can put it in their IRA.
About 30% of our business in IRAs. People leave companies and roll their 401ks over, or they have it. And there's about 15 approved custodians out there. The one that we find to be probably the most user-friendly is SterlingTrustCompany.com. And all they got to do when they download the application and the rollover form, and then all they got to have is a broker. And there's a, I think it's Section 8, and we already have it on the computer. When people call us and want to use us as the broker, then we just email them that one piece of paper and they fill it in and they can then send it in to Sterling. And you know what's good, you have a custodian fee every year is around $80 up to $100,000, and then you have the storage fee because the metals have to be stored in Delaware by law.
Yeah, if you take possession, you've got a distribution of your IRA.
That's right. So they've got about a little over $200 in fees, but when you look at something like gold, it's averaged 17.12% per year for 12 years, with not one down year. Then you know to have if you have $20,000 you're rolling over, your fees are only about 1% a year, so that's not bad. And if you're only rolling over $5,000, your fees are 4% a year. That you know that's
yeah, that's different. Yeah,
but if anybody's rolling over $20,000 to $100,000, that's where you get the best deal. When you get to $100,000, they kick an extra 60 basis points for the insurance.
Well, here's a question, Tom, because I think this is something that people would wonder about. Can anybody do this? I mean, can anybody do what you do? Is there special licensing? Is that something that if I said, yeah, I want to do this for my clients, do I need a special license, or is it something that doesn't require a license?
No, you don't have a license at all. The hard part of this is just sourcing, because when you start a company, like I did, I was hunting clients back in those days. Now I spend about half my time with major wholesalers and refineries
looking for the gold
product.
Yeah,
it's flipped, but there are no licenses involved in this. It's just if you have the supply, then you can sell it. There's no licenses required to. It is a non-security for sure.
Well, I have to have you talk to my compliance department. Okay, Tom, we're going to take another quick break. Tom Cloud's with us. He's cloudheartassets.com is the website. One more quick break. We'll be right back.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
And we're back with Tom Cloud, cloudheartassets.com. Tom, for kind of our final segment here, I wanted to ask you about, we spent a lot of time talking about gold, and I'm sure silver works very similar. Talk to me a little bit about the thing that I'm curious about, because I saw it on your website, was diamonds. And you have a comment on the website about how they're one of the most portable sources of concentrated wealth or something like that. Talk to me about why people would ever want to have diamonds and how that might be part of somebody's portfolio.
Well, diamonds, I actually got diamonds in 1975, 2 years before I started the Cloud Resources Group and Cloud Hard Assets. And basically, you're looking at things that people have left countries and started new lives with diamonds because they are so portable. When 1 ounce of gold is worth $1,700 and 1 ounce of certain diamonds worth over $1 million.
Oh, boy.
You can see the portability.
Sure.
But what's developing now is the colored diamond market, and that's where if a client is trying to buy a 4 or 5 carat diamond that's white, and they're going to spend, $70,000 to $100,000, and we have a lot of people that do that annually, you're looking at something that's been averaging about 7% a year for the last 30 years on that kind of diamond. But what's been hot has been the colored diamonds, yellows, pinks. We had a red diamond sale last
Wow.
And the red diamonds are the rarest. There's only been about 20 of them ever graded in the history of the world. So, you know, everything that we sell is GIA graded, meaning Gemological Institute of America. Everybody's got a one-month return policy. They pay us. We send them the diamond. They want a refund in 30 days. They send it back. We leave the money in escrow for a month. So we want to be sure our clients get. But it's a fast-growing part of our business because people really are wanting confidential portable assets are accepted anywhere in the world that don't show up on the text devices, that you can walk on the airplane and go anywhere in the world. And I just got back from Israel, and this is where we're cutting most of these colored diamonds in Tel Aviv. I was over there in November, and we carried a lot of them. You just carry them in your pockets, and like a little football change person, you carry several hundred thousand dollars of diamonds. You
might wow.
Even check them or anything. So,
talk about your portability.
Yeah, it is. But they're usually for what we call the top of the pyramid.
Sure.
It's that last 2% that you want to have something. Worst case scenario, you know, somebody's going to wear it and enjoy it, or you're going to get your money back. But it's kind of weird. I haven't done this for 35 years. I would have to look back through liquidation files, but I never remember anybody losing money on diamonds.
Very interesting. Tom Cloud's been with us today, ladies and gentlemen. He's owner of Cloud Hard Assets, cloudhardassets.com. Tom, thank you very much for coming on the program. We'll have you come back and give us an update from time to time and keep our listeners informed about these alternative investments and ways to diversify and be part of an overall asset allocation.
Thank you, David. I really enjoyed it.
All right. Be talking to you soon.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.